الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نتلقى بعض الأسئلة ونحن في ليلة الأحد 30 من جماد الآخرة لعام 28400 ليلة 15 من الشهر السابع لعام 2007. محدثكم وزائركم في الله من الكويت أخوكم سالم بن سعد الطويل، هذه الولاية وهذه المدينة من الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية التي سيذكر اسمها الأخ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى خاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ونستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending peace and blessings upon His Prophet and all of those who follow Him from His companions until and everyone until the Day of Judgment. And the Shaykh, he says, I am your brother who is visiting you, Salim ibn Sa'd al-Tawil. And we are going to now entertain some question and answer on this day, which is the 29th of Jumad al-Akhir, equivalent to the 14th of July 2007.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم شيخنا. سائل يقول: ما نصيحتكم للشباب المتحمس الذي عنده غير على الدين ويريد أن يجاهد في سبيل الله؟ What is your advice to the Muslim youth who have zeal for their religion and want to do jihad for the sake of God?
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، الجهاد معناه بذل الجهد.
Jihad means to make effort.
وهو أنواع.
And it is of different types.
من الجهاد ما هو جهاد الشيطان.
From jihad is jihad against the shaitan.
وذلك بالاستعادة بالله منه.
And that is by taking refuge in Allah from him.
واتخاذه عدوا.
And taking him as an enemy.
وبمعصيته.
And by disobeying him.
وبطاعة الله ورسوله.
And by obeying Allah and his messenger.
وهناك جهاد النفس.
And then there is the jihad struggle against one's soul.
وله أربع مراتب.
And it has four levels.
جهادها على تعلم العلم.
Struggling with it to seek the knowledge.
وجهادها على العمل بالعلم.
Jihad against it upon acting upon that knowledge.
وجهادها على الدعوة إلى الله.
Jihad against it upon calling to the religion of Allah.
وجهادها على الصبر في سبيل ذلك.
Jihad with it upon patience in that way.
وهناك جهاد الكفار والمنافقين.
And then there is the jihad against the disbelievers and the hypocrites.
ومن جهاد الكفار والمنافقين.
And from the jihad against the disbelievers and the hypocrites.
الجهاد بتبليغ الدين.
Jihad in spreading the religion.
وبيان محاسن الإسلام.
And to clarify and show the good attributes of Islam.
وكشف شبه الكفار والمشركين.
And to show the falsehood of the doubts of the mushrikeen.
والذب عن ما يلقى عليه من الشبهات.
And to defend the religion of Islam against the shubuhat, doubts.
والدليل قول الله عز وجل.
The proof is the statement of Allah عز وجل.
يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم.
O Prophet of Allah, struggle against those disbelievers and the hypocrites and be tough against them.
قال بعض أهل العلم.
Some of the people of knowledge said.
إن المنافقين.
The hypocrites.
يعتبرون من المسلمين ظاهرا.
They seem to be from the Muslims apparently.
ولا يجوز قتالهم.
So it is not permissible to kill them.
لأنهم يظهرون الإسلام.
So we cannot fight them because they show the Islam apparently.
فكيف يأمر الله عز وجل بجهاد المنافقين؟
So how does Allah order us to make jihad against the hypocrites?
وهم لا يجوز قتالهم.
While we are not allowed to fight them.
قال فدل ذلك على أن يجاهدوا.
This shows that we make struggle against them and jihad against them.
ببيان الحق.
by showing to them the truth,
وقامة الحجة,
by showing the truth and establishing the proof against them,
والتحذير من أخلاقهم,
and warning against their attributes and character,
والالتحاق بهم,
and from being with them.
وهناك جهاد,
and then there is a jihad,
ومقاتلة المشركين,
that is actually fighting the disbelievers, مشركين,
وهو الذي إذا أطلق الجهاد,
this is the one when jihad is said,
يراد به القتال.
This is when we say jihad, we mean fighting.
وهذا له شروط.
And this type of jihad has conditions.
منها أن يكون
from those,
من أجل أن تكون كلمة الله هي العليا.
From those is that the reason and the goal of this jihad is to make Allah's statement of La ilaha illallah the highest.
فقد سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
but the Prophet of Allah was asked صلى الله عليه وسلم,
عن الرجل يقاتل حمية,
about a person who fights out of
دفاعا عن يعني عن أهله,
nationalism or bias or to defend his family or nation.
والرجل يقاتل ليغنم,
and a person who fights to get the booty, war booty.
ورجل يقاتل ليرى مكانه حتى تعرف منزلته عند الناس.
Someone who fights to show off, to show his great valor and character.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
من قاتل تكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله.
The one who fights so that the statement of Allah is the highest, and that is في سبيل الله, in the path of Allah.
فأعرض عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كل ما ذكر.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم turned away and did not pay attention to everything else that was mentioned.
واعتبر الجهاد في سبيل الله.
And considered and recognized the jihad in the path of Allah.
ما كان لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا.
For the that is for the sake of the statement of Allah to be the highest.
ولنعلم بارك الله فيكم.
So we know, may Allah have blessing upon you.
أن الجهاد في سبيل الله,
that the jihad in the path of Allah,
من أجل الأعمال,
is from the most noble deeds.
فهو ذروة سنام الإسلام,
and that is the peak of Islam.
ومع ذلك,
and along with that,
هو كسائر الأعمال,
it is like any other deed.
لا يجب منه,
it is not obligatory from it,
إلا بقدر الاستطاعة,
except by the limit of one's capability.
فإن استطاع المسلم أن يجاهد في سبيل الله,
so if a Muslim is able to make jihad for the path of Allah,
فله أن يجاهد في سبيل الله,
then he can make jihad في سبيل الله.
وإن لم يستطع,
and if he is not able to,
فلا داعي أن يتمنى لقاء العدو,
then he should not hope to meet his enemy in battlefield.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن تمني لقاء العدو.
Rather, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade that we should hope to meet the enemy in the battlefield.
قال لكن إذا لقيتمهم فاثبتوا.
But rather, if you do meet them, then be steadfast.
والجهاد له مراتب.
And jihad has levels.
منها أنه فرض عين.
From those levels is the individual obligation on every Muslim.
فهذا يكون على أهل البلد.
And this is upon the people of a nation.
إذا داهمهم المشركون,
when the mushrikeen attack them,
فيجب عليهم بأعيانهم,
then it is obligatory on every one of them,
كلهم بقدر استطاعته أن يجاهد,
all of them according to their ability to make jihad,
ولكن بقدر الاستطاعة,
but according to their ability,
فمن لم يستطع أن يجاهد,
and the one, for the one who is not able to make struggle,
عليه أن يصبر على وطأة العدو,
then he should have patience.
وهذا فعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then this is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did.
لما كان مستضعفا في مكة.
When he was weak in the state in Mecca.
وكان يؤذى أصحابه.
And his Sahaba were harmed.
وقتل بعضهم.
And some of them were killed.
فمن لم يستطع أن يصبر.
So the one who is not able to be patient.
ويظهر شعائر دينه.
And show the his Islamic identity.
فله أن يهاجر.
Then he should migrate.
ولو ترك خير البقاع عند الله عز وجل وعند المسلمين.
Even if he has to leave the best place in the sight of Allah.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعل هذا وهذا.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did this and he did that.
صبر عليه الصلاة والسلام.
He was patient in the face of the enemy.
وهاجر أصحابه الهجرة الأولى إلى الحبشة.
And he made the migration to the first migration to الحبشة.
وهاجر هو وبقية أصحابه الهجرة الثانية إلى المدينة.
He ordered the first hijrah and he himself migrated the second hijrah to Medina.
فإذا تمكن المسلمون من الجهاد.
And if the Muslims are able to make jihad.
جاهدوا في سبيل الله.
They make jihad in the path of Allah.
فإذا وجد.
And if there is found.
ولي أمر المسلمين,
a leader of the Muslims,
أن يصالح المشركين,
that he can make a treaty with the mushrikeen,
وأن يسالمهم,
and make a treaty with the people of polytheism and shirk,
فلا بأس أن يجنح للسلم,
and then there's no problem to make this treaty.
إذا جنح لها المشركون,
if the there's no problem to جنح,
يعني رغبوا بالسلم,
If they want to make a treaty, there's no problem for us to make a treaty with them.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعل هذا وهذا وهذا.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did this, he did that, and he did all of these three.
فتارة صبر.
And sometimes he was patient.
وتارة هاجر.
And sometimes he migrated.
وتارة قاتل.
And sometimes he fought.
وتارة صالح المشركين.
And sometimes he made treaties with the mushrikeen.
فهذه الأحوال الأربعة.
So these are the four conditions.
ينظر المسلم أين موقعه منها.
The Muslim should see where is his position concerning them.
فإن كان ليس معه إلا أن يصبر فيصبر.
If he can only be patient, then he should be patient.
فإن كان ليس معه إلا أن يهاجر فليهاجر.
And all he can do is boycott and to migrate, then he should migrate.
وقد أنكر البعض.
And some people have looked down upon.
كيف يقال للمسلمين؟
They've refuted. How can you say to the Muslims?
هاجروا من بلادكم.
Migrate from your land.
ودعوها للكفار.
And leave it for the disbelievers.
قلنا نحن نقولهم هاجروا.
We say.
إذا ما استطعتم إلا الهجرة.
If that's all you can do, then migrate.
فما خلقنا الله عز وجل.
For Allah did not create us.
ليبقى في بلادنا.
To stay in our lands.
وإنما خلقنا لعبادته.
He created us to worship Him.
وأرض الله واسعة.
And Allah's land is wide.
فمن لم يستطع أن يقيم دين الله عز وجل.
So whoever cannot establish the religion of Allah.
هاجر في سبيل الله.
Then he migrates in the path of Allah.
في أرضه الواسعة.
In his vast land.
فالأرض كلها أرض الله.
Because all the earth is the earth of Allah.
ليعبد الله عز وجل.
To worship Allah عز وجل.
الذي ما خلقه إلا لعبادته.
Who did not create him except to worship him.
والعجيب والغريب في هؤلاء.
And the strange thing from these people.
أنهم ينكرون على من أراد أن يهاجر من بلده.
That they make inkar, that they look down upon the people who want to migrate.
لأنه غير قادر على إقامة دين الله وشعائر الله.
And at the same time, he's not able to establish his religious identity in this land.
بينما تجدهم يهاجرون ويتركون بلادهم.
And you find them that they would leave their land.
من أجل الدنيا.
They would leave their homeland and come for the sake of dunya.
فكثير من الناس.
So many people.
إذا وجد في بلاد.
If they found in the land.
عملا خيرا من عمله في بلده.
A work that is better than the work in their land.
هاجر عليها.
He left to that land.
وربما إلى غير عودة لبلاده.
And perhaps he would not return to his land.
من أجل الدنيا.
All for the sake of dunya.
لفرصة أفضل.
For an opportunity better.
لدراسة أو عمل.
For working or studying.
فإذا قيل هاجر في سبيل الله.
And if it is said, migrate for the sake of Allah.
لا للدنيا.
Not for the sake of dunya.
وإنما لإقامة دين الله.
Only to establish your religion.
استنكروا ذلك أشد الاستنكار.
They negate that a severe negation.
لماذا?
Why is that?
فهذا لا يجوز.
This is not permissible.
أن يفتي به من لا علم له.
That the person who has no knowledge that she should be making fatwa.
فيجيز الهجرة.
And he should allow hijra migration.
من أجل الدنيا.
For the sake of dunya.
ولا يجيز الهجرة.
And would not permit it.
من أجل الدين.
For the sake of deen and religion.
أقول إذا داهم الكفار بلدا من بلاد المسلمين.
We say if the disbelievers attack a land from the lands of the Muslims.
وجب عليهم أن يدافعوا عن أنفسهم.
It's obligatory upon them to defend themselves.
إذا كانوا يستطيعون ذلك.
If they're able to do that.
لأن عموم التكاليف الشرعية.
Because the general legislations of the Sharia.
مقيدة بالاستطاعة.
They are restricted by ability.
فالله يقول فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم.
Allah says, fear Allah as much as you can.
أما إذا لم يستطع.
But if you're not able to do something.
فلا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها.
And Allah would not burden you with more than you can bear.
أما من يذهب إلى البلاد التي فيها قتال.
But for as for the person who goes to a land where there is fighting.
ليقاتل معهم.
To fight with them.
فهل سيصلح من أحوالهم؟
Is he going to make their condition better?
هل سينقذهم مما هم فيه?
Is he going to save them from that what they're in?
هذا ما يجب على المسلم أن يسأل نفسه.
A Muslim must ask himself this question.
قبل أن يذهب إلى البلاد التي فيها قتال.
Before he goes to a place where there's fighting.
فأنتم كما تعلمون.
And you are as you know.
إذا كان هناك في بيت فيه حريق.
If there is a house that is on fire.
وفيه ناس قد حاصرتهم النار في البيت.
There's a people who are they have a fire in their house.
فإن استطعت أن تطفئ النار.
If you're able to put out the fire.
وتنقذ ما في البيت.
And save the people in the house.
فافعل ذلك.
Then do that.
أما أن تلقي بنفسك داخل البيت.
But if you putting yourself in that house.
وتحترق معهم.
And you're going to burn with the rest of them.
فهذا ليس من العقل.
Then this is not from sound reasoning.
فما استفادوا منك شيئا.
They did not benefit you from you anything.
ولا نفعت نفسك.
And you did not benefit yourself.
ومع ذلك.
And along with that.
إن كثيرا من الناس.
Many people.
قد يجد بعض المضطهدين.
You'll find some of those مضطهدين.
أو المحاصرين.
Those people who are subjugated to prosecution.
فيذهب ويدخل معهم في حصارهم.
And they'll go with them in this
in their own seat. They'll go ahead and be in their side.
In their side.
فهذا ما فك الحصار.
And this person did not help in the siege.
ولا نفع المسلمين.
And he did not benefit the Muslims.
وبعضهم.
And some of them.
يكون يائسا.
He would be in despair.
من كثر ذنوبه وخطاياه.
From so many sins that he has.
فيتوب إلى الله حديثا.
And he would make repentance to Allah.
فيستغله بعض الناس.
And some people take advantage of. Expiate all these sins that you have.
إلا أن تذهب وتجاهد في سبيل الله.
Except that you go and make jihad في سبيل الله.
ومعنى الجهاد في سبيل عنده.
And the meaning of jihad in this person's mind.
يذهب ويقتل نفسه.
Is that you go and you kill yourself.
فقتل النفس والانتحار.
And so suicide and killing oneself.
ليس من الدين في شيء.
This has nothing to do with religion.
بل نهى الله ورسوله عنه.
Rather, Allah and His Messenger have forbidden this.
قال الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل said.
ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم.
And do not kill yourselves.
إن الله كان بكم رحيما.
Verily Allah is merciful upon you.
هذا نص صريح.
This is a clear proof.
ينهى الله عز وجل.
Allah forbids.
عن أن يقتل الإنسان نفسه.
That a person should kill himself.
فكيف يكون؟
So how would it be?
قتل النفس قرب إلى الله عز وجل.
How could killing oneself be seeking nearness to Allah?
وهو معصية نهى الله عز وجل عنها.
When it is a prohibition that Allah has forbidden.
واعتبرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كبائر الذنوب.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called it from the major sins.
فمن قتل نفسه.
So whoever kills himself.
فهو في جهنم خالدا مخلدا فيها.
Then he is in the hellfire. Forever therein.
يقتل نفسه في جهنم.
He will kill himself in the hellfire.
بالطريقة التي قتل نفسه فيها في الدنيا.
In the same manner that he killed himself in this dunya.
فكيف يكون هذا الأمر المنهي عنه شرعا؟
So how could this matter be forbidden in the Sharia?
قرب إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
At the same time, be a seeking nearness to Allah.
ولكن للأسف الشديد.
But unfortunately,
أن بعض المسلمين.
Some Muslims.
يسمي المعاصي بغير اسمها.
Call the sins with other than their true names.
فكما يسمون الخمر مشروبات الروحية.
Likewise, they call the alcohol the holy, the spirits of the soul.
ويسمون الزنا والفواحش فن.
And they call the zina adultery as sin.
An art. فهؤلاء كذلك يسمون قتل النفس.
These people, just likewise, they call one suicide.
يسمونه جهادا في سبيل الله.
They call it jihad in the path of Allah.
واعلموا بارك الله فيكم.
And know, may Allah's blessing upon you.
ليس في الإسلام.
There's nothing in Islam.
لا في الكتاب ولا في السنة.
Not neither in the book of Allah nor in the Sunnah.
أن يقتل الإنسان نفسه.
That a person should kill himself.
باسم الجهاد في سبيل الله.
In the name of jihad في سبيل الله.
بل هذه معصية.
Rather, this is disobedience.
سموها بغير اسمها.
That they have called by other than its true nature.
فهي لا تبعد عن معصية الخمر.
So it is not far from the sinning of drinking.
الذي يشربونه ثم يسمونه بغير اسمه.
Like those people who drink alcohol, drink it and then call it by other than its name.
لا نعلم.
We don't know.
لقتل النفس في الحرب.
For someone killing himself in war.
أصل في كتاب الله.
We don't find any basis of this in the book of Allah.
وإنما سمعنا به.
All that we have heard of.
في الحرب العالمية.
In the world wars.
كان يفعله اليابانيون.
The Japanese used to do it.
سموه العمليات الانتحارية.
Used to call it suicide attacks.
فبقدرة قادر.
So according to the one's ability.
تحولت هذه العمليات الانتحارية.
They have been.
تحولت العمليات الانتحارية.
They've changed into.
إلى عمليات استشهادية.
They've changed from this suicide to now they call istishhad to martyrdom.
بينما لو جئنا إلى الكتاب والسنة.
Although when we come to the book and the sunnah,
ما وجدنا لهذا أصلا.
We don't find any basis for this action.
وخلاصة المقال.
So the summary of the statement.
أن الله عز وجل ما كلفنا إلا بما نستطيع.
That Allah did not burden us with more than we can bear.
إن استطعنا.
If we are able to.
فلنجاهد.
Then we make jihad.
إن كان في ذاك مصلحة راجحة.
If that is, there is a benefit that is superior.
فإن لم نستطع.
And if we're not able to.
فنحن غير مكلفين.
Then we are not burdened with this.
وقد صح في الصحيح ثبت في الصحيحين.
As is affirmed in the true sahih.
حديث ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
From the hadith of ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
قال سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said I asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
عن أحب الأعمال إلى الله عز وجل.
About the most beloved actions to Allah عز وجل.
فقال الصلاة على وقتها.
He said praying at the appointed time.
قلت ثم ماذا؟
He said then what?
قال قال بر الوالدين.
He said being good to one's parents.
قلت ثم ماذا؟
He said then what?
قال الجهاد في سبيل الله.
He said making jihad في سبيل الله.
فهذا نص صريح.
This is a clear proof.
وفي الصحيحين.
And in the two sahihs.
أن البر أن بر الوالدين
that being good to one's parents
مقدم على الجهاد في سبيل الله
is given priority to making jihad في سبيل الله.
قد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لرجل
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to a man
خرج للجهاد
he went out for jihad
وقد أبكى والديه
and his parents were still alive.
قال ارجع إليهما فضحكهما كما أبكيتهما.
He said go to them and stay with them just as while they're alive. They were crying, so help them and ease their sorrow.
وقال لرجل خرج معه للجهاد
and a person went out with for jihad.
أحي والداك
and his parents are alive.
قال نعم.
He was asked, "Are your parents alive?" He said, "Yes."
قال ففيهما فجاهد.
He said, "So make your struggle along with them."
وللأسف الشديد.
So unfortunately,
إن كثيرا من البلاد الإسلامية
that many lands of the Muslims
التي يسعون إلى الجهاد فيها
that there is a struggle for jihad in them
لا يقيمون فيها دين الله عز وجل
they in fact do not establish the religion of Allah in those lands
ولا يوحدون الله عز وجل
and they do not single out Allah in worship in those lands
وتذهب جهود الشباب
and many of the efforts of the young children or young boys
في مثل تلك البلاد
in these lands
وتزهق أرواحهم
And they are killed.
وفي النهاية تكون النتيجة لغيرهم.
And they are killed in this matter, and in the end, the benefit is for other than them.
ويستغلون الشباب.
And so these youth are taken advantage of.
يستغل المتحمس منهم.
The one who is hasty and emotional from them is taken advantage of.
في نصرة الباطل.
To assist the falsehood.
نسأل الله أن يفقهنا في الدين.
We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to give us understanding. Give us understanding of the religion.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم سائل يقول ما الفرق بين أن يكون هناك غلو في الدين وأن يكون المسلم متمسك بالقرآن والسنة What is the difference between being extreme in one's religion and adhering to the Quran and the Sunnah
الفرق بينهما كبير
The difference between these two is great
فالتمسك قد أمر الله عز وجل به
For holding fast to the book and the sunnah is something that Allah has ordered with
وهو قربة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى
And it is seeking nearness to Allah عز وجل
والغلو في الدين
And extremism in the religion
قد نهى الله عز وجل عنه
Allah has forbidden that
فقال لا تغلو في دينكم
And he said do not be extreme in your religion
ومعنى الغلو
And the meaning of extremism
مجاوزة الحد
is going, of غلو is going beyond the limit
وأما التمسك
As far as التمسك
فهو تطبيق السنة والتمسك بها والعمل بما كان يفعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
That is holding fast to the book and the sunnah and acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
وفي الصحيحين
As in the two sahihs
أن ثلاثة نفر
that three men
سألوا عن عبادة ذهبوا إلى بيوت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
they went to the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
يسألون عن عبادته
asking about his worship
فلما أخبروا
and when they were informed
فكأنهم تقالوها أي وجدوها قليلة
it's as if they belittled the worship of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
فقالوا أين نحن من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
they said where are we concerning the رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
وهذا تعليم قبيح جدا
and this is what we need is more
هذا تعليل قبيح جدا
and this is a reasoning that is very falsehood very
فظنوا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
so they thought that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
اكتفى بما هو عليه
that he was sufficed with what he was upon
لأنه ضامن لنفسه الجنة
because he had guaranteed for himself the paradise
ومغفور له ذنوبه
and his guaranteed paradise was guaranteed and his sins were forgiven
أما نحن فالله أعلم في مصيرنا
as for us then Allah knows where our end going to be
فقال أحدهم أنا فأصلي الليل ولا أرقد
one of them says I will pray the night the full night and I will not go to sleep
وقال الآخر أما أنا فأصوم النهار ولا أفطر
one said I will pray every day and I will not break my fast
وقال الثالث أما أنا فاعتزل النساء فلا أتزوج أبدا
The third said I will stay away from women and never marry
أرادوا أن يفعلوا هذا
They wanted to do these things
تقربا إلى الله تبارك وتعالى
Seeking nearness to Allah تبارك وتعالى
ما قرروا أن يذهبوا إلى المعاصي
They did not want to go to sinning and disobedience
ولا إلى الفجور والفواحش
Nor to wickedness and vile acts
وإنما قرروا ما ذكرنا
And they only decided upon what we mentioned.
فلما بلغ ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And when this reached the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال أنتم الذين قلتم كذا وكذا.
He said, Are you those who said so and so?
قالوا نعم.
They said yes.
فقام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فخطب الناس.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stood and gave a speech to the people.
فحمد الله وأثنى عليه.
So he said الحمد لله and he praised Allah.
ثم قال أما بعد.
He said as for what follows.
فإني أخشاكم لله وأتقاكم له.
Verily, I am the one who fears Allah most and has the most taqwa of Allah amongst you. And I pray and I sleep. And I fast and I break my fast. And I marry women. And this is my way. So whoever turns away from my sunnah is not from me. Someone who makes for himself some right. So he has to he fasts and he breaks his fast.
ويقوم ويرقد ويستريح.
He maintains his right. Sometimes he sleeps. Sometimes he prays at night.
ويحيي سنة المرسلين فيتزوج من النساء.
And he brings to life the sunnah of the messengers by marrying the women.
فهذا متمسك بسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So this person in this way is holding fast to the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ومن تجاوز.
And whoever goes beyond the limit.
فحرم ما أباح الله.
And forbids upon himself that which Allah has permitted.
وأوجب على نفسه ما لم يوجبه الله.
And obligates upon himself that which Allah did not obligate.
وحرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده.
And forbid upon himself the decoration of Allah that Allah has allowed for a servant.
فهذا عنده غلو في الدين.
Then this person has extremism.
والغلو في الدين.
And the extremism and the غلو.
ليس بأقل ضررا.
It is not harm.
من التفريط في الدين.
It is not less harmful than being negligent in the religion.
فلا يجوز الزيادة في دين الله.
So you cannot have increase and extremism in the religion.
ولا يجوز النقص فيه.
Just like you cannot have deficiency and negligence in the religion.
وبالجملة.
And so in summary,
الغلو في الدين.
Extremism in the religion.
أخطر من الإفراط في الدين.
Is actually more harmful than being negligent and short, being short in the religion.
لذلك الذي يفرط في الدين.
Therefore, the one who is negligent in this religion.
فهو عاصي.
Then he's sinful.
والذي يغلو في الدين ويتجاوز.
And the one who goes beyond the limits in extremism.
فهو مبتدع.
Then he is an innovator.
ومعلوم.
And
كما
known,
هو مقر عند أهل العلم.
As is known from the people of knowledge.
قال سفيان الثوري رحمه الله.
سفيان الثوري رحمه الله said.
البدعة أحب إلى إبليس من المعصية.
The innovation is more beloved to the shaitan, the Iblis, than is sinning.
فقال فإن صاحب المعصية فإن المعصية يتاب منها.
Because the sinful person, the sinning, is repented from.
وإن البدعة لا يتاب منها.
But the innovation is not sought repentance from.
قال الله تعالى.
الله تعالى said.
قل هل أنبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا.
Should I not inform you of those who have the most lost deeds?
الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا.
Those who spend their efforts in this life, worldly life.
وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا.
And they think that they're doing good work.
فالشدة في الدين.
So extremism in the religion.
نهايتها الانقطاع.
The end of it is giving up.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إن هذا الدين يسر.
That this religion is easiness.
ولن يشاد الدين أحد إلا غلبه.
And no one will cause extremism and going overboard in this religion except that it will overcome him.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
هلك المتنطعون هلك المتنطعون هلك المتنطعون.
Those people who are extreme and extreme, then they are destroyed.
ففرق كبير.
So there's a big difference.
بين التمسك بالسنة والتزام السنة.
Between holding fast to the sunnah.
وبين الغلو في الدين والتجاوز عن المشروع.
And extremism and going beyond the legislation.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم. سائل يسأل عن محاضرة الأمس في إذا كان العبد لا يعلم معنى لا إله إلا الله المعروف عند العلماء الذي ذكرتم ولكنه يعمل بمقتضى هذا المعنى كما هو حال كثير من العوام فهل يعتبر هذا محققا لشرط العلم في قوله تعالى فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله. If the servant doesn't know the meaning of لا إله إلا الله like the scholars have defined it, rather he just acts upon the meaning of it like the most of the people are, the general people do, would that be sufficient for him to fulfill the condition of knowing the meaning of La ilaha illallah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but could be translated as know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone.
La ilaha illallah shurut.
For the statement of La ilaha illallah, there's conditions.
ذكره العلماء.
The scholars have mentioned.
بعد الاستقراء للكتاب والسنة.
After investigating the book and the Sunnah.
فليست هي موجودة في مجموعة في آية من القرآن.
These conditions are not found in one ayah of the Quran.
ولا في حديث عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Nor in a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, just one of the hadith.
وإنما هي في أدلة.
They're in a summary of evidences.
من الكتاب والسنة.
From the book and the Sunnah.
اجتهد العلماء في تحصيلها.
The scholars have worked hard to jump.
فوجدوها.
To find these and summarize these.
كالآتي العلم.
These are the follows. Knowledge is one.
والإخلاص.
Sincerity.
والصدق.
Truthfulness.
والمحبة.
Love.
والانقياد.
And obedience.
والقبول.
Acceptance.
ووحدة نسيتها. والكفر بالطاغوت.
اليقين.
اليقين.
Certainty.
والكفر بالطاغوت.
And disbelieving in the false gods.
فهذه الشروط.
So these conditions.
لها عليها أدلة من الكتاب والسنة.
They have proofs from the book and the Sunnah.
ولكن لا يشترط.
But is not a condition.
في حق العامة والخاصة.
For the general or specific.
ولا يشترط حتى على العلماء.
The general people or the specific, even for the scholars.
أن تحفظ هذه بأدلتها.
That they should memorize all of these proofs.
كما بين ذاك الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله تعالى.
As Sheikh bin Baz clarified.
ولكن.
But.
يجب أن تكون قائمة في نفس الإنسان.
It should be, he should upright and be upholding these principles in himself.
فمثلا لو لم يعلم.
For example, if he doesn't know.
أن هناك شرط اسمه اليقين.
That there is a condition called certainty.
المنافي للشك.
That opposes doubt.
وأن دليله قوله جل وعلا.
And the proof of this is the statement of Allah.
إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا.
The believers are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger and then they have no doubt.
فلا يضره.
That does not harm him.
بشرط أن يكون هو متيقن في نفسه أنه لا إله إلا الله.
As long as he is actually having certainty in himself.
متيقن أنه لا يستحق العبادة إلا الله.
He has certainty that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah.
لكن إذا لم تقم هذه الشروط في قلبه.
But if he hasn't memorized these conditions in his heart.
فلا تنفعه لا إله إلا الله.
But if he does not have these conditions and actually apply these conditions actually in his life, then it doesn't matter if he knows these conditions or not.
فلو تناولنا الشرط الأول الذي ورد في السؤال.
So if we go to the first condition that is mentioned in the question.
وهو العلم.
And that is knowledge.
المنافي للجهل.
That goes opposes ignorance.
ودليل قوله تعالى.
And the proof is the statement of Allah.
فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله.
And know that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah.
فالإنسان في قلبه يعلم بأن لا معبود يستحق العبادة إلا الله عز وجل.
The person in his heart knows that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah.
لكن لو أتى أحد.
So, but if someone comes
ويقول لا إله إلا الله
and says لا إله إلا الله
وهو يعتقد بأن هذه الأولياء والصالحين يستحقون العبادة مع الله
but then he thinks that the righteous people in the graves and so forth they deserve to be worshipped as well
بل يعبدهم من دون الله هو
and he goes ahead and worship the people in the graves
فهذا لا تنفعه لا إله إلا الله
then his saying لا إله إلا الله does not benefit him
وهذا أكبر دليل أنه لا يعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله
And the greatest proof is that he does not really know that there's nothing worthy of worship except Allah.
بدليل أنه يقول لا إله إلا الله.
With proof that he says لا إله إلا الله.
أي التي هي معناها لا معبود يستحق العبادة إلا الله.
Which is the real meaning is that there's nothing worthy of worship except Allah.
وحاله ماذا يقول أن هناك معبودات تستحق العبادة مع الله.
And his condition is saying by his actions that no, there's other things that really deserve to be worshipped besides Allah.
فهذا الذي لا تنفعه.
So this person is not benefited.
أما إذا كانت هذه الشروط الثمانية.
But if these conditions, these eight conditions.
قائمة في قلب المسلم.
Are upright in the heart of the Muslim.
يعتقدها.
And he believes them.
وإن لم يجد ذكرها وذكر أدلتها.
Even if he cannot mention them and mention their proofs.
فيكون إيمانه صحيحا.
Then his faith is correct.
وقبل ما يقال 30 سنة.
And it was said before 30 years.
جاءت شركة كورية تبني مباني في الكويت.
There was a Korean company.
أكثر من 30 سنة. أكثر. نعم.
More than 30 years.
وكنا صغارا.
We were small in Kuwait.
كان يأتي واحد كوري.
There was a Korean person.
يريد أن يتعلم العربية.
He came to learn Arabic.
فيسألنا عن بعض الكلمات العربية.
He asked about some of the Arabic words.
فقلنا له ونحن صغار.
And we said to him we were small.
لكن أشقياء على التوحيد. مشاغبون على التوحيد. كنا صغار مشاغبون لكن على التوحيد.
We were upon توحيد. We were troublemakers, but we were upon tawheed.
So we need to learn كلمات عربية.
He wants to learn some Arabic words.
ونحن مع صغار سننا.
And us in our young age.
نقول له قل لا إله إلا الله.
We used to say to him, say لا إله إلا الله.
Who said what?
He said,
نقول قل لا إله إلا الله.
We said to him, say لا إله إلا الله.
فهو ينبسط نتعلم كلمات عربية.
And he just wanted to learn some Arabic words.
هذه سيارة.
A car.
وهذا باب.
This is door.
وهذا أشتري وهذا أبيع.
And this is.
فنعلمه بعض الكلمات.
So we taught him some words.
ومن جملتها نعلمه نقول قل لا إله إلا الله.
And from the words that we taught him, along with this, is لا إله إلا الله.
فيفرح بهذه الكلمات ويذهب يراجعها في السكن.
So he started. He was happy, and he started to review these words in his.
فكلما قال لا إله إلا الله ضحكنا عليه.
And every time he said لا إله إلا الله, we laughed at him.
هو كافر لا يريد لا إله إلا الله.
He the kafir does not believe in لا إله إلا الله.
ونحن نعلمه كلمات عربية ومن ضمنها لا إله إلا الله.
And we're teaching him some Arabic words, and he's saying لا إله إلا الله.
فذهب بهذه الكلمات إلى السكن الذي يسكن معه رفقته.
He went back to his household.
فأخبره أنه تعلم كلمات جديدة.
And he told his people that I learned some new words.
فبين لهم لا إله إلا الله.
Then they told him, what is la ilaha illallah?
فأخبروه بأن هذه الكلمة معناها خروجهم من دينه إلى دين الإسلام.
Then the people around him said, this means that you're going out of your religion and going to their religion.
فجاء اليوم الثاني ونحن صغار مستمعون.
So the next day we're small listening.
فيريد أن يتعلم بعض الكلمات العربية.
He wants to learn some words.
فقلنا له قل لا إله إلا الله.
And we said to him, say la ilaha illallah.
قال no. هذا لو مات بعد ما علمناه لا إله إلا الله لو مات
and if you died
نعم بعد ما لو مات بعد ما قلنا قل لا ذهب ومات
if he died after we taught him لا إله إلا الله
هل تنفعه لا إله إلا الله
would this لا إله إلا الله benefit him
لا تنفعه
it would not benefit him
أنه لا يعلم معناها
because he does not know the meaning of it
بدليل
by the proof
أنه لما علم معناها
That when he learned the meaning actually of La ilaha illallah,
رفض أن يقولها.
He refused to say it.
فهو يكررها ولا يدري معناها.
So at the time when he was repeating it, he didn't know what it meant.
والمقصود أن هذه الشروط.
So the point is that these conditions.
يجب أن تكون في قلب المسلم.
They have to be present in the heart of the Muslim.
وتصح منه وتصح كلمة لا إله الله.
And we should have the soundness of this la ilaha illallah.
وإن لم يعرفها بهذا التفصيل مع الأدلة.
Even if we don't have memorized all of the special names and with the proofs.
بارك الله فيكم. سؤال: فقدت عائلة ولدها بحادث، فأخذوا الأهل والأقرباء يقولون لعل الله محى بعضا من خطاياكم بسبب فقدانكم هذا الولد. فهل لهم أن يقولوا ذلك؟ A family lost a child in an accident. The friends and relatives started saying that maybe Allah washed away some of your sins by the calamity you were afflicted in with. Should they say such things?
No. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى ولنبلونكم بشيء
الله تبارك وتعالى said we are going to test you with something
بشيء من الخوف والجوع
something of fear and hunger
ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات
and decrease in money and fruit and life
وبشر الصابرين
so give glad tidings to the patient ones
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون
those when they're afflicted by a calamity they say we belong to Allah and to him we will return
وينبغي للمسلم
so it's important for a Muslim
أن يتفكر بهذه الكلمة إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون
to ponder the statement to Allah we belong and to him we return
فلو علمنا معناها
because if we know this meaning
وتدبرناها
we ponder the meaning
لوجدنا فيها العجب العجاب
we would find amazing things in it
وجدنا فيها أكبر تسلية للمسلم
we would find it a great consolation for the Muslim
وأكبر معين على الصبر
and that which will help him upon patience
فمعناها إنا لله خلق وملك لله خلقنا وملكنا خالقنا ومالكنا ومدبرنا
it means that we belong to Allah he maintains our affairs he created us
افعل بنا ما يشاء
he does in our concerning us whatever he wills
إن شاء قبض أرواحنا
if he wills he causes us to die
وإن شاء أرسلها
and if he wills he leaves them to live
إن شاء بسط لنا
If he wills, he increases us.
وإن شاء قبض.
If he wills, he takes from us.
إن شاء أعطى.
If he wills, he gives us increase.
وإن شاء منع.
If he wills, he prevents.
فنحن لله.
We belong to Allah.
وإنا إليه راجعون.
And we will return to him.
عاجلا أم آجلا سنرجع إلى الله عز وجل.
Sooner or later, we will return to Allah.
من لم يرجع إلى الله عز وجل اليوم.
Whoever does not return to Allah today.
سأرجع إليه غدا.
Then maybe tomorrow.
ومن لم يرجع إليه غدا
and whoever does not return to Allah tomorrow
يرجع إليه بعد غدا
then after tomorrow, then after tomorrow
قال جل وعلا
Allah عز وجل said
يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه
O mankind, you are striving towards your Lord and you will meet Him.
وقال جل وعلا
And Allah عز وجل said
وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير
They say, غفرانك ربنا Allah forgive us and to you is the return.
فالمرجع إلى الله
So the return is to Allah.
والمصير إلى الله
The return is to Allah.
ونحن عباد من عباد الله.
And we are servants from the servants of Allah.
وخلق من خلقه.
A creation from His creation.
خلقنا ويملكنا.
Allah created us and He owns us.
ويفعل بنا ما يشاء.
And He does concerning us whatever He wills.
فلا يسعنا إلا أن نقول.
And so we do not have any room except to say.
إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
To Allah we belong and to Him we return.
ولا شك أن المصائب.
And there's no doubt that the calamities.
تكفر الذنوب والخطايا.
Expiate the sins and mistakes.
الصبر.
With the condition of patience.
فمن لم يصبر
But for the one who does not have patience
فلا أجر له
Then he has no reward.
ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Therefore the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
لامرأة كانت تبكي على قبر ولد لها
To a woman who was crying at the grave of her dead child
قال اتق الله واصبري
He said have taqwa of Allah and be patient.
لكن من شدة ما كانت فيه
But because of the extreme sorrow that she was in
ردت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إليك عني فلم تصب بمصيبتي
She said to him go away from me you didn't have not face my calamity.
فانصرف عنها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left her
فقيلها أنه رسول الله
And it was said to her that was the messenger of Allah.
فذهبت إليه
So she went to him
ولم تجد على بابه بوابين
And she did not find any guards around the door.
قالت والله يا رسول الله ما عرف
She said, by Allah, Rasulullah, I did not know who you were.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
إنما الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى
That the patience is in the first shock of
أي
the
الصبر الذي يثاب عليه الإنسان
To being the patience that we were rewarded upon
عند حرارة الموقف
In the heat of the act In the first shock of the moment
أما بعض الناس
Except but some people
إذا أصيب بمصيبة
When they're afflicted by calamity
ففعل أفعال الجاهلية كلها
then they do all the actions of the days of ignorance
يلطم الوجوه
they'll hit their faces
ويشق الجيوب
tear their clothes
ويدعو بالهلاك والثبور
and they'll call for destruction
ويعترض على أمر الله عز وجل
and they go against the order of Allah
حتى إذا خمدت المصيبة
until the calamity
وذهبت حرارتها
then the heat of the moment dies down
قال الحمد لله صبرنا
then they say الحمد لله we're patient now
هذا الصبر لا ينفع
and this patience is not beneficial
لا أجر عليه
there's no reward in it
وإنما الأجر
but the reward is only
عند الصدمة الأولى
in the first shock
لكن ينبغي
but we must know
لمن جاء يهدئ الناس
That the one who goes to calm the people down and remind them about Allah
أن يقول لهم كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
then he should say the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
لله ما أخذ
to Allah belongs what he takes
ولله ما أعطى
and to Allah belongs what he gives
وكل شيء عنده بأجل
and everything has an appointed term
اصبر واحتسب
be patient and expect the reward from Allah
لا أن يأتي ويعاتبه
he should not come and blame him and accuse him
ويكثر عليه
and be too much talking against him
قل أنت الذي أعطيت ابنك سيارة
and start blaming him and say you're the one who got the child the car in the first place
أنت الذي لم تهتم بأولادك
you didn't pay attention to your child
أنت كثير الذنوب
you're actually very sinful yourself
عاقبك الله بأخذ ابنك
so Allah punished you by taking away your son
مثل هذا لا يجوز
all of this is not permissible
يجب أن يكون عند الإنسان حكمة
a person has to have wisdom
فيداري هذا المصاب
and should know this person who is afflicted
ويهون عليه
and he should ease the calamity upon
ويقول
him
الحمد لله
and say all praises due to Allah
أسأل الله أن يجمعك وإياه في الجنة
we ask Allah to gather you and us in the paradise
أسأل الله أن يرفع درجاتك
We ask Allah to increase your levels.
Asallah tabarak ta'ala lak al-ajr.
We ask Allah to give you reward.
Kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lillahi ma akhadha wa lillahi ma a'ta.
As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we should say Allah to Allah is what he takes and what he gives.
Wa kullu shay'in bi ajal.
And everything has an appointed term.
Fasbir wa ihtasib.
So be patient and expect the reward.
Barakallahu feekum. هل يحق لي أن أطلب بعض المال من ابنتي أو ابني الذي يعيش معي أم أنا ظالم لهم إن فعلت ذلك
إن فعلت ذلك
As a parent can I ask for the wealth of my daughter or son who lives with me, or am I oppressing them?
صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
It is authentically reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said.
أنت ومالك لأبيك.
You and your money belong to your father.
لكن الناس عندها الحديث.
But the people concerning this hadith.
منهم من فهم منه.
Some understand it.
أن يأخذ كل ما عند ابنه.
That a person can take all of the money of his child.
لأن هو وماله لابن لأن الابن وماله له.
Because his child and his money belong to him.
ولكن العلماء قيدوا هذا.
But the scholars have restricted this understanding.
فقالوا للأب أن يأخذ من أبنائه.
They said that the father can take from his children.
ما يسد حاجته.
That will resolve his needs.
فإذا أخذ نفقة.
So if he took some spending, some money.
نفقة طعامه وشرابه.
Enough spending so that he could eat and drink.
وكسوته وسكنه.
And to clothe himself and live.
يكفيه ذلك.
That's sufficient for him.
بحيث لا يتضرر الأبناء.
So that he would not cause harm to his children.
أما أن يأخذ من الأبناء والبنات.
As far as him taking from his daughters and sons.
ما هو فوق حاجته.
That is above his needs.
وربما يأخذه ثم يعطيه الأبناء الآخرين.
Perhaps he would take some children and give it to others.
فيجعل في قلوب الأبناء بعضهم على بعض.
And he would cause hard feelings between the children with some against the other.
أو أنه يتوسع ويضر ابنه.
Or that he would now expand and harm his son.
فغالبا ما يكون هذا الابن أيضا.
And this son usually.
يحتاج إلى أن يبني لنفسه.
He needs the money for himself too.
إلى أن يتزوج.
Perhaps he wants to get married.
إلى أن يبني بيتا.
To build a house.
إلى أن يشتري حاجة.
To buy some need.
فالاعتدال في هذا أن يقال.
So the moderate stance in this is just to say.
لا بأس للأب أن يأخذ من أبنائه.
There's no problem for the father to take from his sons.
كفايته.
That which is sufficient for him.
من غير إضرار بهم.
Without harming them.
فإذا كان لا حاجة له بأموال أبنائه.
If he has totally no need for the money of his children.
استغني عما في أيدي الناس.
Then he should not. He should be. He should not have a take from the people. From the people.
ولو كانوا أولاده.
And even if there's his children.
Is it a condition for the parents in order for him to take that money? Does he have to get the permission of the son? Or can he just take it?
يعني كيف يأخذ بغير موافقتهم؟
I mean, how could he take it without them knowing and agreeing?
يستغنوا سرقة؟
Is he going to steal from them?
أو يأخذ غصبا؟
Is he going to like to take it from them?
يطلب منهم طلبا.
He's going to request it from them.
أعطني كذا وكذا.
Give me such and such.
أنا أبوك ومحتاج إلى كذا وكذا.
I'm your father. I need such and such.
فيأخذ بالتي هي أحسن.
And he takes that which is with that which is best.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما كان الرفق في شيء.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that gentleness is not put in something.
إلا زانة.
Except that is beautified.
ومن تزع الرفق من شيء إلا شانة.
And gentleness is not taken out of something except it is distorted and disfigured.
وإن كان ابنه.
Even if it is his son.
لو قاله كلمة لطيفة.
If he comes with a gentle statement.
يا أبني بارك الله فيك.
Oh my son, may Allah have blessing upon you.
لك أجر وثواب.
You have reward from Allah.
Allah يرضى عليك.
May Allah be pleased with you.
أعطني كذا وكذا أنا بحاجة إلى كذا.
I have a need. Please give me such and such.
فيكون بينهم ود واحترام.
Then there will be respect and love between each other.
لا يستغل الموقف بكون ابنه.
He should not take advantage of him just being a son.
أن يأخذ منه غصبا أو سرقة.
And take it out of force or stealing.
فلا داعي إلى ذلك.
There's no reason for that.
تبقى الألفة والمحبة بينهما.
Rather we should preserve the love between each other.
وليعين أبناء على البر.
And we should assist our children upon. He should assist his children upon good.
إن أخذ منهم بطريقة.
If he took it from them in a way.
فيها شدة.
That is harshness.
ربما الشيطان.
Perhaps the shaitan.
أعان هذا الابن على أن يعوق والديه.
Would cause this son now whisper to him to cause him to be disobedient and evil to his parents.
وإنما وإن كان ابنه يطلب منه باحترام.
Even if it is son, he should request from him with respect.
لازم أن هذا الابن قد كبر وصار عنده عمل.
Especially when the son now has gotten big and he has work now.
ليس بالطفل الصغير.
He's not a small child anymore.
حتى تأخذ منه بشدة.
That you can be rough with him and tough.
الناس اليوم الطفل الصغير.
These days even the small child.
يعلمه كيف أنه يؤدي شيء من طيب نفسه.
If we teach them how to give something out of happiness.
فكيف بالكبير يؤخذ عنه منه بالشدة.
What do you think about the older child that you take out of force from them?
الرفق.
Gentleness.
بارك الله فيكم. ماذا يصنع المسلم بالفوائد التي يأخذها من البنوك الربوية؟ What should the Muslim do with the interest that were accumulated from usury banks?
أولا لا يجوز له أن يأخذ الفوائد الربوية.
First of all, he cannot take this interest.
لأن الربا حرام.
Because this interest is haram.
ولم يستثن منه الله شيئا ولا رسوله.
And Allah and His Messenger did not accept, make any exceptions to this.
وإنما هذا كسب محرم.
So this taking and this earning is haram.
لا يأخذه ثم يقول ماذا أفعل به.
He should not even take this extra interest and even if to begin with.
لكن لو أن شخصا ما.
So if a person.
كان عاصيا.
Was sinful.
فأخذ الربا.
And he took the interest.
ثم تاب إلى الله عز وجل.
Then he repented from this sin.
ووجد مال الربا بيديه.
Then after repenting from the interest, he found that he still has this money.
يرده على صاحبه.
He should return this money to the person.
لأنه إذا تاب إلى الله عز وجل.
Because when he repents to Allah.
فليس له إلا رأس ماله.
Then all he has is his money.
والزيادة الربوية يرد على صاحبها.
His capital, whatever is beyond that, he returns to who it belongs.
فإذا لم يقبلها البنك.
So if the bank would not take it back.
قال ما دفعته لا أرده في الحسابات حتى لا تختلط علي الحسابات.
If they say we can't take it back, so everything will be mixed up.
فحينئذ يتخلص منه.
Then he should be free himself from it.
عفوا. فحينئذ يتصدق به.
In this case, he should make صدقه with it.
للتخلص منه.
To be freed from it.
لا يتصدق به ليتقرب إلى الله فيه.
No, he's not giving charity to seek nearness to Allah.
لأن المال محترم.
Because money is respected.
لا نقول اذهب واتلف هذا المال واحرقه.
We can't just say go and destroy this mal and this money and burn it.
فهذا حرام أيضا.
This is haram too.
ولكن نقول تصدق به.
But we say give it in charity.
لتتخلص منه.
So that you can be freed from its burden.
لا لتتقرب إلى الله عز وجل فيه.
But not that you are seeking nearness to Allah by this.
وهنا مسألة مهمة.
And this is there's an important point.
أن بعض الناس.
That some people.
قال لو أخذت هذه الزيادة الربوية.
They say if I take this excess money.
من البنوك.
From the bank, the faida, the interest.
لا سيما في الدول غير إسلامية.
Especially in the land other than the Muslims.
خير أن تتركه لهم.
It's better than I leave it for the bank.
وتجعله في مصالح المسلمين.
And I should take advantage of this and give it to the benefit of the Muslims.
بل قال بعضهم.
And some of them said.
إن لم تأخذ هذه الزيادة الربوية.
If you don't not take this as interest.
وتركتها لهم.
And you leave it for them.
فإنهم يصرفونها في التبشير والدعوة للدين النصراني.
And then they're going to use it to call for the Christianity.
فخذها أنت.
So take it yourself.
وتصدق بها على المسلمين.
And give صدقه charity for the Muslims.
أولى من أن تتركها لهم.
This is better for you than to leave it to them.
يتصدقون بها بنشر الدين الباطل.
That they will be able to use it for charity to spread their false religion.
وأفتى بهذا من أفتى.
And some people have given fatwa, religious verdicts concerning this.
وهذه فتوى باطلة.
And this religious verdict is false.
من وجوه.
From many angles.
بينها شيخنا محمد الصالح تيمين رحمه الله تعالى وجزاه الله عنا خيرا.
شيخ تيمين has clarified this from many angles.
الوجه الأول.
The first angle.
أن الربا حرام مطلقا.
That interest is haram in general, absolutely.
ولم يستثن الله عز وجل منه شيئا.
And Allah did not make any exception to that.
ولم يقل إلا إذا كنتم عند الكفار.
He did not say except if you are with the disbelievers.
وسيذهبون بالمال.
And they're going to take that money now.
فخذوه وفعلوا به كذا وكذا.
So take it and take advantage of it, all the Muslims.
والله عز وجل يقول وما كان ربك نسيا.
Allah said, your Lord was not forgetful.
لو كان هذا مشروعا.
If this was legislated.
لذكر الله في حكما.
Allah for sure had mentioned it as a legislation.
فلا يجوز أن يستثن إنسان من المحرم.
So a person should not come now and make exceptions to what is haram.
صورة أو حالا.
From his home, his own
self. لم يستثنها الله ولا رسوله.
That which Allah and His Messenger did not accept.
الأمر الثاني.
Second matter.
أن هذا المال أصلا ليس بمالك.
That this money actually is not your money anyways.
حتى تقول كيف أتركه لهم.
That you say, well, how can I leave it to them?
هذا مالهم أصلا.
This is actually their money in the first place.
أنت لو وضعت 100,000 مثلا.
For example, if you put 100,000.
ثم في آخر العام.
And at the end of the year.
أعطوك 104.
They gave you back 1,004.
فهي الأربعة ليست ملكك أصلا.
They gave you 104,000. This 4,000 is not your money.
حتى تقول كيف أتركها لهم.
That you would say, now how can I leave this 4,000 for them?
بل هي حقهم بالأساس.
But this is actually belongs to them.
الأمر الثالث.
The second matter, third matter.
أننا لو قلنا.
That if we say.
خذ هذا المال.
Take this money.
لتتصدق به على المسلمين.
To take this money and give صدقه to the Muslims.
فربما تعجز أن تخرجه أنت صدقة.
And maybe you would not be able to even to give this in صدقة.
افرض أن هذا المال الزيادة الربوية.
think, even if you say, assume that that money is from the interest.
جاءت أرباح كبيرة طائلة.
It came in a lot, a big amount.
فوقعت بيدك.
And it came in your hand.
وأنت تقول.
And you say.
أخذها ليتصدق بها على المسلمين.
I'm going to come now and give it to charity to the Muslims.
وجدت وإلا بها مئات الآلاف أو مليون أو مليونين.
Maybe you see it as thousands, hundreds, thousands, millions.
فلم تضمن نفسك.
You don't can guarantee yourself.
أن تذهب وتتصدق بها.
Are you sure that you're going to go now and give it in charity?
ربما ضعفت نفسك.
Perhaps you're going to get weak.
لذلك هناك من يتأول التأويلات الكثيرة.
Therefore, many people they come with false interpretations.
حتى يستحل ما حرم الله.
Until they make that which is haram halal.
رابعا.
Fourth thing.
أن هذا المال كما تقول أنه يذهبون به إلى دعم الكنائس.
This money that, as you say, they take into the churches.
ليس مالك تبرعت به لهم حتى يدعم الكنائس.
And this is not your money that you actually, as if you gave in charity to the churches.
فلن يسألك الله عز وجل عنه.
So Allah is not going to ask you about it.
لذلك يجب وجوبا.
Therefore, it's obligatory.
أن نحذر من مثل هذه الفتاوى.
To stay away from these fatawa, these fatwas.
القائمة على التفريط.
That which are based upon negligence and carelessness.
وفعل المحرمات.
And saying that, doing that which is haram.
ولذلك يقولون.
Therefore, they say.
يفسد الكلام نصف نحوي.
That the speeches.
النحو الذي يتكلم بالنحو فاعل مفعول به مرفوع منصوب مضاف إليه يفسد الكلام نصف نحوي.
If a person does not know نحو, then he's going to ruin his speech.
ويفسد الأبدان نصف طبيب.
And the person who is half a doctor, then he is going to harm his body.
ويفسد الدين نصف فقيه.
And the person who is half a scholar is going to destroy the religion.
هذا نصف فقيه يفسد الدين.
This the one who is half a scholar is going to destroy the religion.
فكيف من لا فقه له؟
So what do you think about the person who has no fiqh?
سفك الدماء.
No understanding. He would cause spilling of innocent blood.
وقتل الأبرياء.
And the killing of innocent people.
بفتاوى ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان.
With verdicts and fatawa that Allah did not send any authority with.
ليست من أنصاف فقهاء.
They is not from the poor people. They're not from the half scholars.
بل من جهلاء.
Rather, they're from the ignorant ones.
فلذلك يجب علينا أن نحذر.
Therefore, we have to beware.
حتى من علماء السوء.
From the scholars of evil.
الذين يبيحون كل شيء.
Those people who permit everything.
ويستغلون علمهم.
And they take advantage of their knowledge.
ومعرفتهم ببعض العلم الشرعي.
And their knowledge, understanding of some parts of the Islam.
للتسهيل على الناس.
To make it easy for the people.
وكسب قلوبهم وكسب قلوبهم.
And to gather their hearts.
وصرف وجوههم إليهم.
And to turn their faces towards them.
وهذا أمر خطير جدا.
And this is a dangerous thing.
والله يا إخوة الكرام.
By Allah, my beloved brothers.
أحياناً يأتي الواحد ويتصل ويسأل سؤال.
Sometimes a person will come and ask a question.
ويكون مثلاً في الطلاق هل زوجته طلقت وحرمت عليه أم لا؟
A person who's asked about his wife, is she, when she is divorced, is she haram upon me?
ويسأل السؤال وهو على أعصابه.
And you ask a question, and it's affecting him.
فإذا كان الجواب.
And if the answer.
أنها ليست بطالق.
That she is not divorced.
وأن لك الحق أن تبقيها معك.
And that you can stay with her.
أخذ يتشكر فيك شكرا عظيما.
Then he will come and start to thank you a lot for this.
جزاك الله خير. جزاك الله خير.
He'll say thank you. May Allah reward you.
الله يرحم والديك.
May Allah have mercy upon your parents.
والديك في الجنة.
Your parents are in paradise.
اشهد أنك قد نفست عنه.
That you relieved them by this verdict.
وبعضهم إذا قلت له.
And some of them, if you come to them and say to them,
قلت كذا وكذا.
You said such and such.
زوجتك طالق.
Then in that case, your wife is divorced.
وهذه المرة الثالثة.
And this is the third time.
تحرم عليك.
Then she's haram upon you.
قال كيف تقول؟
You say, how can you say this against me?
كيف؟ من أنت؟ اسمك؟
Who are you?
تصيغ من أنت؟ ما اسمك؟
Who are you watching?
فبعض علماء السوء.
Some of the evil scholars.
ماذا يفعلون؟
What do they do?
يأتي سهل للناس.
They will make try to make things easy for the people.
حتى يكسبهم.
To take advantage of them.
ما يقول لهذا حرام.
They will not say this is haram.
وزوجتك طالق.
And your wife is divorced now.
ويحرم عليك كذا.
And she's haram upon you such and such.
لا يجوز يجوز.
Everything is permissible, no problem.
لكن هذا الشيخ نعم الشيخ.
This sheikh, this is a great sheikh, they'll say.
هذا لا تسأل إلا هذا ما شاء الله.
I know, don't go to anybody else, just go to him.
ومع ذلك العام ما يدركون.
And the general people they understand.
من يسألون ومن لا يسألون.
That who should be asked and who should not be asked.
لأن هذا ما سأل إلا يريد أن يعرف الحكم.
A person asks, he wants to know the legislation, the ruling.
هل يعيش مع زوجته بالحلال؟
Is he going to live with his wife in halal?
أما أنها قد حرمت عليه.
Or is she now haram upon him?
وعلى كل حال.
In any case.
على المسلم أن يتقي الله.
A Muslim has to have fear of Allah.
فيما يفتي.
In that which he gives verdicts upon.
فيما ينقل.
And that which he carries and narrates.
وكيف يسأل.
And how he asks.
يقال أن امرأة.
It is said that a woman.
فقلت عقدا لها. فقدت عقدا لها.
That she lost a necklace.
فقالت اللهم.
She said, oh Allah.
لا تجعله يقع بيد فقير ولا يد فقيه.
Do not let this necklace fall into the hand of a poor person or a scholar.
فقيل هلما.
It was said to her, why?
قالت إن وقع بيد فقير.
If it falls into the hand of the poor person.
قال قد علم الله حالي فساق لي هذا الرزق.
And Allah knows my condition, and she brought me this. He gave me this provision.
فالفقير هذا يقول الله ساق لي هذا الرزق.
The poor person will say, Allah knew my condition and He gave me this provision.
فلن يبحث عن صاحبة العقد.
Then this poor person will not now look for the proper owner of this necklace.
وإنما نزل من السماء. لا يسبح الفقير ويقول هذا ساق الله.
No, he said this is something that came down from the heavens for me. He's not going to look for the proper owner.
إلا والفقير هذا الفقير والفقير.
Okay, this is the poor person. What about the scholar?
قال يتأوله بفتوى من هنا أو هنا ويأخذه.
He said he's going to find some way and give some false fatwa, that he's going to find some way to keep it for himself. Therefore Ibn Mubarak said,
تابع الإمام.
Follow the Imam.
يقول وهل أفسد الدين.
He said, did anything cause
إلا الملوك.
Did anything cause corruption to the religion except the kings?
وهل أفسد الدين إلا الملوك.
Did anything cause corruption to the religion except the kings?
وأحبار سوء علماء السوء
and the scholars of evil
ورهبانها
and these holy
العباد الجهلة
the ignorant worshippers
العباد الجهلة يفسدون كثيرا
they cause a lot of corruption
ويغترون الناس بعبادته
and people are deceived by their worship
يظنون أن يفهم الدين كله
they think that they understand all of religion
فيأتون يستفتونه
so they come and they ask verdict from them
وهو لا يعرف من الدين شيئا
and this person is a worshipper he doesn't know anything of the religion
كما صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
as is reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
أن رجلا قتل 99 نفسا
that a person killed 99 people
فأراد أن يتوب
and he wanted to repent
فسأل عن أعبد أهل الأرض
so he asked for the most worshipping person in the earth
فدل على راهب أي عابد
and so he was indicated towards he was guided towards a worshipper
فقال فجاء فقال قتلت 99 نفسا
he said I killed 99 people
وأردت أن أتوب
and I want to repent
فقال العابد
So this worshipper said,
وأن لك توبة.
How can you have repentance now?
قتلت 99 ما لك توبة.
You killed 99 people. There's no way for you.
هذا مجرم قاتل 99.
He said, This is your criminal. You killed 99 people.
ويقول لهم ما لك توبة.
And he says to him, Do you have no repentance?
فقتل وأتم به المئة.
So this is a criminal. It was said to him, You can't have توبة. So he killed him. He said, Kill him. Well, one more. What's the problem? 100 people.
عابد لكن لجهله.
This is a worshipper because of his ignorance.
أفتى بفتوى.
He gave a verdict.
جعل السائل يتم به المئة.
And caused the questioner to complete with him 100.
100 صافي رقم يعني تمام. 100.
100 this is a nice even number.
فسأل عن أعلم أهل الأرض.
Then he asked about the most knowledgeable person in the earth.
فدل على عالم.
So he was guided to a scholar.
قال قتلت 100 نفس.
He said I killed 100 people.
من أين المئة؟ 99 والعابد 100.
We had 99. We added one holy person worshipper.
وأردت أن أتوب.
And he said, I want to repent now.
قال ومن يحول بينك وبين التوبة من يمنعك أن تتوب.
The scholar will say, who can come between you and repentance?
لكن اذهب إلى بلد كذا وكذا.
But rather go to such and such land.
عند أناس صالحين يعبدون الله.
There are righteous people who worship Allah.
فاعبد الله معهم.
So worship Allah along with them.
دله على البيئة الصالحة.
So he called them to a good location, good place.
فخرج الرجل.
So the man went out.
وفي منتصف الطريق.
And in the middle of the path.
مات الرجل بين البلدتين التي خرج منها والتي خرج إليها.
So he was between the bad place which he left and the good place which he was going.
فتنازعت عليه.
So the angels had disputed between them.
ليظهر الله أمرا.
To
لعباده ليظهر أمرا لعباده
to clarify his condition
أن ملائكة العذاب ملائكة الرحمة تنازعوا عليه
that the angels of mercy and the angels of punishment had dispute amongst them
فقالت ملائكة العذاب
so the angels of punishment
قتل 100 نفس
they said he killed 100 people
ولم يعمل خيرا قط
he never did anything good
وقالت ملائكة الرحمة
and the angels of mercy
خرج تائبا إلى الله
he said he went out repenting from to Allah
فأرسل الله ملكا
So Allah sent an angel
ليقضي بين ملائكة العذاب وملائكة الرحمة
to judge between these two great groups of angels.
فقال قيسوا ما بين البلدين.
So he said to the angels, measure between what is between the two lands.
فإلى أيهما أقرب خذوه إليها.
And to whichever land he is closer, take him to that land.
فقاسوا بين البلدين.
So they measure between the two lands.
فوجدوه إلى البلد التي خرج إليها أقرب.
They found him to be closer to the land which he had just left.
وفي رواية أن الله أوحى إلى الأرض التي خرج منها أن تباعدي.
And one narration, Allah caused the land that was he was going towards to, or the land that he left to, increase in distance.
وأوحى إلى الأرض التي خرج إليها أن تقاربي.
And the land which he was going to come closer in distance.
فكان أقرب إلى البلد التي خرج إليها.
So he ended up being in that way closer to the land which he was going to.
فأخذته ملائكة الرحمة.
So the angels of mercy took him.
والشاهد من الحديث.
So the point of this hadith.
أن الراهب الجاهل.
That the worshipper who is ignorant.
أفتى فتوى بالخطأ.
And we make it a fatwa of by mistake.
فكلفته روحه فكان أتم به المئة.
That he would cause a burden upon his soul that would cause him to complete the sinner would complete 100 by this worshipper.
والله أعلم.
Allah knows best.